be the chef who has just been witnessing the pantomime Dick Whittington and his cat starring Herman's Hermits, and they have to be beside me. Herman, hi there.
How are you doing?
How do you like pantomime?
Fabulous.
Yeah, you have a big part in it.
Yeah.
Sing a lot of songs.
Yeah.
How do you like pantomime as compared to the other sort of work you've been doing?
Well, it's different, isn't it? So, I've seen you do stage shows, you know, play musicals and...
Mm-hmm.
But it's different, you know, it's a good experience, so...
Yeah.
It's a bit of family type entertainment.
We have lots of young kids in.
Yeah.
Yes, come back to the States.
Sorry, yeah.
How do you like it over there?
Fabulous. It's great, but it's not as good as England.
Not as good as England.
You've got everything we've got, but it's 10 times bigger. It's not best, it's just 100 times, 10 times bigger, you know.
What about radio over there?
Oh, it's fabulous commercial radio over there. So, all the shows are 24 hours sort of thing, you know, records, and there's, in California where we were there most of the time, there's 5 radio stations.
5, just in California?
Yeah, in the bit that we were in.
In the bit that you were in?
Southern California, but the bit that we were in, Southern California is as big as the whole of England, you know, whole of the British Isle, Southern California. And they've got 5 just around there, you know, that's not many compared to what they've got in New York. And there, if you don't like the record, you just have to press another button and you can listen to another radio station, because they all play records, you know, what we call pop records.
Yeah. You get a chance to visit her. American radio station?
Yeah, and on quite a few. You know, to visit them sort of thing and say, please play our records because we need the money.
What do you think, play your records? Do you have a new EP out at the moment? Mania, this is that. This is marvellous. What about the numbers on here? Are they favourites of yours?
Yeah, you know, the favourites of ours. He's got a big boom on him because he recorded it himself and released it in England. It was a number one in South Africa. You know, we did quite a few tracks and we decided those were our 4 favourites. And we just hope that everyone else likes them as much as we do.
Oh, I like them. I think they're good. I understand. What about this one? This is one you've been doing on stage for a long time, isn't it? I've seen you do this on stage.
Well, we've been doing it on stage for 2 years, you know. We recorded it originally for a single, but a very good friend of ours got my hair for us, you know.
Yeah, good old Freddie.
Yeah.
What do you think of Caroline? We just turned it off actually to listen to this, to do this interview, folks. So, what do you think of it anyway? What do you think of the standard of our programme?
I like this sort of nonchalant attitude. Is that the right word?
Nonchalant. Oh, beautiful word.
You know, it's not. There's no big sort of pose all the time. You know, it's quite dead easy going, and there's laughs and mistakes and.
This is what people like.
Yeah, I think that's good, that. Sort of like Ready, Steady, Go. Do you like that?
Yeah, I know.
Because of
its
sort of easygoing attitude. And all these recorded programmes where everything's right, word for word, you know. Like Big Beaches Record and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets on your nerves after 5 or 6 years of it.
What else was I going to ask you? What about a new single? When are we going to have a new single? Show Me Girls. Done the rounds now? What about a new one?
Well, we're releasing it, our new one in America first. It goes out there on Monday. This Monday it goes out in America, and we're just waiting to see how it goes there, because we've got quite a few numbers in the camp, and we just want to find out which one's likely to do the best, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes in America first. Give it a couple of weeks in America.
Yeah, and what's the release date for this? It's not been one set yet?
No, we've not set one exact date yet, but we're hoping for about mid-January, you know.
Mid-January.
Well,
we look forward to that anyway.
Friends, mid-January, about January the 18th, see.
How about picking a record for the listeners, something that you particularly like, that we can play for the listeners?
Well, you can play one of ours, you
know. Cool. We play yours all the time. I was thinking of something different.
Have you got anything by Dion?
Well, I'm sure we can find something.